Well, I've had to set about making this video while my mind's still racing. It's 10:40 on the 25th, Thursday, Australia Day tomorrow, and all the controversy's raging about this, that, and the other thing to do with Australia Day, which I think's a big distraction. But I've just had to make this video because I just read this article about Respect Victoria saying that some woman from there saying that they should decolonize the book lists for people's reading on this Australia Day. Now, I've just put a post on this Cairns News article about how the Queensland government's bought hundreds of thousands of hectares of Queensland cattle properties. What with, I don't know, probably the fines money. They've been ripping people off like something shocking in Queensland, like out in the country around Malanda and places like that. One little town. Malanda's a little dairy town, right? And they've banged people there for millions of dollars in speeding fines, which are unlawful anyway. But the issues are that all this land has been given to Aboriginal corporations, right? Now, very important about Aboriginal corporations. There's some like 300 or 400. No, I don't know how many it is. Like hundreds in Victoria, might be thousands around Australia. Now, they're all bought and paid for by government money, right? Us white fellas are paying for these people, right? That's a big point to remember. Now, the themes are Australia Day, you know, like Hurty Day or whatever it's called, Sorry Day or whatever buddy baloney they want to talk about, reconciliation, etc., etc., etc. Now, in my post on Cairns News, I quoted a thing that I'd said to one of these reconciliation truth-telling crowds, and I'll read you exactly what I said. I'm just finding it here now. They're talking about truth-telling and reconciliation. They sort of go hand in hand, these two things, right? Now, I said, as far as reconciliation and truth-telling, I said, as far as I'm concerned, the only truth-telling you blackfellas need is the truth about where all the billions of us white fellow gubs have paid to your leaders has gone. You've been ripped off by your own people and you should do something about it. Maybe a spear through the thigh on some of them might fix them up. That's what I stand by, that, because we've put tens of billions of dollars into the Aboriginal industry and no one knows where it's bloody well went. Noel Pearson, the Mr. Voice advocate, probably one of the blackest snakes in the pack, was accused during the referendum argy-bargy of who's Northern Land Council, is him and Robbie Armat and a few others. They run this Northern Land Council that's supposed to look after about, I think it's 3,700 blackfellas up there. They've had no improvement, from what I hear, about their to do with their health and well-being, etc. They're all dragging their sorry backsides around in the dirt still. $550 million. Now, the accusation was made, or the allegation was made, that this amount of money had gone into his Northern Land Council, and during the voice, this is just amazing. During the voice argy-bargy, they said that he lives in Noosa Heads, has two or three properties around here, and is nowhere near his jurisdiction up in Cape York. It's about 1,000 miles away from Noosa Heads. Now, all these blackfellow organisations have to reconcile, I think, where their money's gone. You know, where is it, in Swiss bank accounts, or what properties have they bought? You know, have they bought half of Liechtenstein or something, or bought a couple of European countries with it or something, I don't know. But it's a really honest, it's a question. And a couple of things I have to say. These Aboriginal corporations, one of them down here, hit the news, there's Wathaurong people down here, their co-op's just one street away from me. Massive place, right? Nothing much goes on there. And I reckon the rent would be $5,000 or $6,000 a week. And they've got their hooks into this sustainability crowd down Torquay, Bells Beach area. I just had a look at that the other day. They've hooked up with some sustainability crowd that would be funded by the local council, Surf Coast Shire Council, and seem to be getting their hooks into all sorts of things around here. Now, this developer by the name of Jake Munday featured in the paper last week about he's got a development project that's on some land that the local Blackfella Corporation needs to approve, right? And they've just dragged the chain immensely, like I don't know how long. But this bloke was quoted in the paper as saying that his costs had exploded by over $1.6 million. So I wrote to the girl from the Herald Sun who wrote it, Carly Douglas, and said, put me in touch with him, and he phoned me the next day. And I told him that, well, with any corporation is a business, and Cairns News put up a story about me and what I'd done with council here, Geelong, and banged them up on one of their bike lanes project, which is UN-derived, UNESCO, and held them to their commercial liability, because your councils are all incorporated, they're businesses, they're not government, no constitutional recognition means you're not government. And I made them pack this bike lanes project in, and the article said, I never counted the business, but 55 businesses along High Street Belmont have been happily trading away for nearly 5 years. April 30th this year will be 5 years that I went to the council and first noticed them verbally back in 2019. So it's 5 years that these people have been happily trading away. No impediment to their business with construction and bike lanes taking away their strip parking and stuff. And none of them know it. So, I think they owe me, but at least a little reward, say a bit of recognition, but they don't know. Only about two or three businesses know what I've done. Now, I told this Jake Munday fellow, who's gone quiet. I emailed him today. That similar comment, the same comment about the Blackfellas and being commercially liable. And when I spoke to him on the phone, I said, well, you can claim that money back, that $1.6 million back from the Aboriginal Corporation, because they have to be indemnified. You can find them, Wathaurong Aboriginal Co-op Geelong. They have a ABN, they're registered for GST. They'll have to be audited every year by Dun & Bradstreet, and they're liable for any loss, harm and injury that they do. That's all applicable to your government, because all their departments are incorporated. And the council, right, the council packed it in and scrapped that bike lanes contract because, as I said, when I went to that council meeting in April 2019, you people, the councillors, they're all there, and the CEO, I said, you're all prepared to be sued should these businesses go broke or lose substantial amounts of money. Didn't say boo. Right? These Blackfellas, I might have to lawfully notice them myself. Hopefully I won't get a nulla whacking on the back of me skull for doing it, but I have to do it. So all these corporations are liable for their any loss, harm, injury they do. They have to be insured, right? There's no escaping that. And if they're not insured, they can't trade. So that's a big test to put them through. And the thing about these Wathaurongs here, I was told years ago, like 6 or 7 years ago, that a lot of them are ring-ins. They come from Ballarat, not from Geelong. They come from 50 miles away. They're not the genuine Wathaurongs from here, right? That means they have no right to be jumping up and down about wrongdoings here. They need to go back to Ballarat. Now, that was told to me by a fellow, older guy, old Cole, he's probably about 78, getting on 80 now. Now, he was bestowed a great honour by the local real Warthorongs here, because he saved Point Lilius. There was a little threatened bird out of Point Lilius that's down around the bay in Geelong. Now, that was under threat because when Coot Island, the was a oil and a big terminal with a petroleum terminal that got hit by lightning and went up, and was in Footscray, not far from the Melbourne CBD. And they're very lucky because the lightning strike started the fire, and Cole told me that they would not have been able to put it out, but they got really lucky because another lightning strike put the thing out, so he told me. Now, because he saved Point Lilius, basically single-handed, they wanted to move Coot Island there, this petroleum storage terminal there. He beat them single-handed, right? And the local blackfellas, the real Warthorongs, bestowed him with the name Bunjil, right? Now, Bunjil is the eagle that flies over the earth, protecting the earth. And that's what Cole did. No. Really cracks me up, that one. That's like massive. Now, he told me years ago that a lot of these Warthorongs around here are ring-ins, and a chap that I know, the local school crossing supervisor, he told me that he knows some old blackfella women around here that reckon all these bloody blackfellas around here are all bullshit. They've got to be challenged, and I think this is what you have to do. I'll put the article, the Cairns News article about the cattle stations. I made a comment on that. And these people need to be seriously challenged, because what the article says is that what they're trying to do is get people off the land. It's all part of this Agenda 21, saving nature sort of garbage, but it's all coming from the UN. Want people herded into the cities, stacked and packed in apartments like they started doing in San Francisco years ago, bathe you all in radiation and zap you to death with 5G. Basically, that's the story. They call them kill boxes. And if you look up kill box, there's an actual plan. Put people in little boxes and kill them. Right? The World Depopulation Program. Now, the other thing about the Aboriginal corporations is, and I'll tell you, right, this is a really good one, is that they are all incorporated to the government. So they're not Aboriginal sovereign organisations. The blackfellas are a sovereign people anyway. They're like disparate, there are hundreds of different tribes. They're all sovereign, right? Because they've never sold anything, right? Now, it was said, I read months ago, that the only countries in the world that are sovereign are two, Russia and Australia, because the Russians never sold out and the blackfellas never sold anything, right? They're the custodians, right? They're pretty much the original people, and that does stick, but they never sold anything. So if any blackfella tells me that they're a traditional owner, I'd say, well, okay, ownership implies someone sold it and someone bought it. So who'd you buy it off? They didn't buy it off anyone. They were just here before maybe some other people, or the only ones here when Captain Cook turned up, right? Now, because they're corporate, it means that they are beholden to the government. They're an agent of the government, the state, it's usually the state governments. So they're liable, right, as I said, commercially, and they are not sovereign. They're just glorified dole bludgers, getting paid big sit-down money and getting paid to implement these UN agendas, right? They want everybody off the land, and they want us herded into cities. That's why Geelong's been developing. They're building the stack-and-pack type things, massive high-rise things going up all over the place. Going to happen in Melbourne. It is happening in Melbourne, on the Gold Coast, everywhere else. And it must be resisted. And people really need to sort of get together on this and challenge these local blackfella crowds. I think the Geelong ones, the Wathaurongs, need to be challenged. Where were you born? Because they were not born here. They're looking at big sit-down money. There's a PDF come out that in 6 months in 2023, tens of billions of dollars were given to blackfella organisations all over the place, and they're all listed as corporations. There's 276 pages of this PDF. I'll put the link up if I can find it. Now, I scrolled right through them looking for the Wathaurong stuff. There's only a few hundred thousand dollars went to the Wathaurongs, so they must be getting a lot of money off the state government, because they have to pay the rent on this property. Well, maybe they don't, but it's owned by the government. But these people need to be held to account. They have to be challenged over their authenticities as local blackfellas. And I guarantee there'd be loads. I've got to find out about a bit more. I've got to go and get my mate to the school crossing guy to introduce me to some of these old blackfella women from around the place, because they're fakes. They might be real Aborigines, but they're from elsewhere. But the other thing is, the CEO of this Wathaurong co-op is a Sri Lankan guy wrote this article called Stan the Tan, in inverted commas, Grant, saying that Stan Grant is not an Aboriginal. He's a mixed race person. He's he's like Irish, all sorts of heritage. He's not a blackfella, right? He's not an Aboriginal person. He's a mixed race man who's done well, who's like managed to be successful in white fellow society and doesn't have a problem. He's just full of it. And a thing that Cairns News put up, I Spy, reveals that the Russians, Putin and his mates at the Kremlin, have revealed all these ASIO operatives in the media. And Stan Grant's one of them. He's an ASIO agent. Who else has mentioned Andrew Bolton? I just wrote to him about the blackfella thing today, right? Now, he's one of these who jumps up and down and, gets all uppity about all sorts of issues. But he never tells the full truth, as far as I can see. And I've sent him heaps of information. He's replied and said, thanks, Gary, every now and then. But he doesn't publish it. And it's the truth. I don't speak anything but the truth as I know it, right? I don't lie. Because if you tell a lie, you become someone who's untrustworthy. And the definition of someone who's untrustworthy is someone who has lied once. I told lies in my older days, but I don't do anymore. I trust myself, and yourself is the only one you can really trust, right? But these blackfellas, they need to be held to account, because the voice did not get up, but the agenda, which was UN takeover Australia, is being done through these Aboriginal crowds being incorporated and implementing all this environmental crap, right? The environment is not fragile. It is not fragile. The endangered plants and species and stuff. The species were endangered long before the blackfellas ever got this sort of a handle on things. The governments are responsible for all the wrongdoings, right? The ordinary people have no way, except by joining, sustainability groups or environmental groups, cleaning up creeks and dragging plastic and whatever out of the creeks and rivers, which people do, clean up Australia Day. But the governments, locally in the papers here, there's bloody deadbeats, not even from Geelong, from Q. Ray Peck from Hawthorne and Amy Hiller from Q have been waffling on about microplastics and God knows what else, and plastics generally. The paper didn't publish my reply to Amy Hiller, who's just a propagandist from somewhere, as far as I can see. I wrote and said, well, Amy, the simple solution is, if you're worried about plastics, It shouldn't be, because governments could have legislated them out of existence, but they bloody well didn't, did they? Right? There's your plastic things. I've known about plastic for years, right? But the, in any event, the propaganda is like absolutely insane, right? I've been saying for a long time now, or a couple of years, that Australia is living in a massive extended episode of the Twilight Zone. And this, I spy this thing about these journalists and things being ratio plants in the media. And that's a common thing, right? CIA people work in the media in America and all over the world. And one ABC guy, Stuart Littlemore, a friend, said to me, oh, he's CIA. Don't know if he is or not, but he speaks a lot of bullshit. You've got to see this thing, like... who was in it? Ita Buttrose. Ita Buttrose, ATO agent. Oh, my God. Oh, it's just insane. And I'd like to see the link, because Dale Holmes, who has a page on Rumble, he's pretty good. He mentions all these plants, right? And he says it's just a big psyop. Australians are being spun and gaslighted and have been for decades, right? But I buy a subscription to the Herald Sun so I can get the screenshots of the articles, and some of them I'm going to use in evidence if I ever get into the courts or wherever to demonstrate wrongdoings and things that people like the Mayor of Geelong have said. Okay, Mayor of Geelong, 26th of July last year, quoted in the newspaper saying, I'm deeply committed to our obligations to UNESCO and Korea. Okay, story is, in a nutshell, I wrote to council, lawful notice, saying, right, okay, quoted that quote, said, well, this sounds like a contract to me, because an obligation usually involves some sort of agreement or contract. An agreement's a contract anyway, be it verbal or written, signed. And I said, if this is so, that City of Greater Geelong Council is contracted to UNESCO, what is the nature of the contract? What are the details of the contract? And how did it come to be that this contract was signed with UNESCO without the approval or even the people of the region who pay hundreds of millions of dollars in rates every year? How did this contract come to be without the full knowledge and approval of the people of Geelong? They haven't replied yet. So they've acquiesced and they've basically confessed to, yes, we are contracted now. 731 councils that I know of in Australia signed up to UN Agenda 21. Right? Now, this is extraordinary. Where am I going with this? When I wrote that lawful notice, I wasn't in a very good mood. I was a bit tired and I wasn't real happy with it. So I've got to rejig it and send it again and nail them on it. Don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'll work it out. But we're being misrepresented. The UN's running the show in Australia. We've got to stop it. And I think that's by doing it locally, because the councils are the head of the snake of the head of the snake. One guy said on, I think one video Dale put up, Dale Holmes put up, that Australia is the head of the snake for the globalists. We are the experimental laboratory for globalisation, one world government, and your local councils are the head of the snake of the head of the snake. In every city in Australia that has a local council, they're all UN aligned. Cairns News did one about councils. Councils work for the UN. There you go. Now, people locally and generally need to sort of like really get it together, because in this caper, and I've experienced it, there's a lot of people. Me and my colleagues, and I've fallen out with a few of them, got rid of people because, or you know, dissociated ourselves from them because they weren't on target. And my colleague who found the insurer of all councils in Australia now, Geelong JLT, they insure every local council in Australia. And why do they insure them? Because they have to be indemnified, because they're commercial operations and have to have indemnity and insure themselves against all loss, harm and injury that they perpetrate on anyone. Got a few of these ones coming up. But people need to rally together and understand what the problem is for a start and what the solution is. I've given the solution already. Commercial liability of your local councils, right? And some people are just not really fully understanding it. I've dealt with people in Tasmania, Queensland, here locally, and they're not cottoning on. The crowds in Torquay, my place groups and stuff, and there's if you want to look at Cypress Lane, Save Cypress Lane, that's down in Torquay, the council wanted to sell this patch of land. It's got like little kangaroos and wallabies and all sorts of little critters bouncing around on it. The locals love it. They wanted to sell it away to some developers to make a path to some sort of access to the beach or something. And people were jumping up and down about it, and I got onto the page and said, this is what you need to do. And they wouldn't twig on it, so I wrote the lawful notice myself to the council, Surf Coast, which is a different shire, not my shire, right? Surf Coast is next door to Geelong. Now, I wrote a lawful notice to the CEO, Robin Seymour, and said that, because when I write to them, I say, you're not government, you've got no constitutional recognition, therefore you are actually just a Department of State Government. That's how they're set up, right? Got to have some coffee. I had a win there, because when I wrote to Robin Seymour, I said, well, yeah, you're not government, right? You're just a Department of the State because you don't have constitutional recognition. And I said, even though you're not, or I'm not, sorry, one of your constituents, I'm not living in your shire, I still have every right to communicate with you and hold you to account because you're just a Department of State Government. And I said, you need to realise that you you and your organisation hold full commercial liability for the loss of that land if you sell it, and you'll need to replace it, whatever, and you can't sell it because you don't own it. I got a reply the next day, which is the day of the council meeting, and they said, we received your correspondence and we'll forward it to the relevant people at council. Big win, right? They listened, they knew that they were liable and that they could be nailed, so they ended up knocking the sail on the head that night at the council meeting. Now, I did that because those people at Torquay didn't twig on to the gold that I'd given them. Commercial liability, they still have not twigged on to it. Well, to me at least, they seem a little bit dizzy and not really zeroing in on the target, but I showed them what to do. This liability thing is the Da Vinci Code cracked on that one, and people are still not realizing it fully. So I have to keep telling them, you know. I have to over and over and over repeat myself, you know, and they say only fools repeat themselves. I'm afraid. Well, I'll have to repeat them, these things, to the foolish or maybe ignorant people that are not sort of cottoning on to what I'm telling them. But it's not really their fault, because people are so indoctrinated into thinking that councils are some sort of a sacred cow. They're not. They're just a bunch of, like, often conflicted or people using councils as a stepping stone to get somewhere else, or just want to sort of be in charge of something. And the trouble is that, you know, the myth is you can't fight City Hall, but I did, and I beat them twice. Three times, actually. I beat three of them. Twice in 22, and once last year against a shire, a council jurisdiction I don't even live in. I'm not a resident there. So anyway, with the blackfellas thing, they need to be held to account. And what this Wathaurong were doing to this developer was banging him up, right, just making it impossible for him to get on with his development. Now, they're liable, and so is the government, because the government has incorporated all these blackfella organisations, are funding them, so the liability goes back to the state government as well. You make claims against them. And they have organised, authorised and enabled these blackfella corporations with a UN agenda, right? In my comments on that Cairns News article, I said that the Section 44 allegiance to a foreign power charge doesn't seem to apply or to scare people very much anymore, but it should. I've rung a couple of senators' office in the last couple of days, today, was one, saying that this digital ID bill is unconstitutional because there's no head of power in the Constitution for social engineering, which is what that digital ID bill is. And so is the immigration, but that's another story. Now, please take note, the blackfella corporations need to be held to their commercial liability, just like your local councils are, because they're ganging up with the councils and state government to do the white fellas over. And we don't need any reconciliation. The only reconciliation we need with these blackfellas is for them to reconcile with us, the white fellas, who've done all the work, paid all the money, paid all the taxes, created a society, a sustainable, viable society. We've paid them billions and billions of dollars, and these people, these blackfellas, don't even realise they're being ripped off by their own people. The ones in charge of all their Aboriginal organisations. ATSIC, right? It was renowned for corruption. Now, these blackfellas are pulling a number on their own people, getting them all souped up about reconciliation, blah, 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 blah. They need to reconcile what they've done with their own people and with us white fellas who paid the bill. And that's all that needs to be done. Torquay, tomorrow there's an Australia Day thing. I'm going to go down there, I think. I've got a fair few things to do, but I'm going to go down anyway, because I got onto a couple of councillors from Surf Coast Shire, and I'm going to ring them when I'm down there, so I want to talk to you. One of them's Heather Wellington, who a few years ago, she wanted to know. She's a lawyer, right? And she's a councillor at Surf Coast. She wanted to know about some planning things and whatever that the council there were going to do. They wanted to criminally charge her, put her in jail. And I wrote three letters of support for her in the local free paper, the Geelong Independent, which goes down to Torquay. They give it another name. And, three letters of support to her for her. They wanted to criminally charge her for asking about what the council was doing. Oh, God, you've got to be kidding. Right? So I wrote those letters. The last one was really good, and the editor garbled it up. He chopped it to bits and made it sound a bit stupid. I had some argy-bargy with him. I was going to ripped into him over the phone. But I'm going to go down there and stir it up a bit, because the blackfellas are having a truth-telling hocus-pocus meeting somewhere else in Torquay. And I want to sort of touch base with Heather and this Barker guy he's a councillor who'll be in the paper tomorrow. He's saying, look, Australia Day is beaches and barbecue day. He says, I'm going to cop a bit of heat about saying this, but that's Australia Day, right? And he said, I just wanted to be a good old Aussie day where we can celebrate being Aussies and, you know, the good things that have happened in Australia, and the fact that we're all alive and we've got a roof over our heads and whatever, and we can have our barbies and go to the beach, right, without paying the blackfellas rent to go for a swim. So I'd love to talk to him and see what he's all about, but do that. And this is like so dystopian. It's just ridiculous, this Australia Day blackfella reconciliation. I reckon it's a crock. Right? Australia Day just stays the day it is, and that's it, right? This is just a sideshow. And when I rang the senators yesterday and today, I said, because I rang them because Antic and Rennick, I think it was, they're going, oh, you know, don't let anybody bugger up Australia Day. I said, well, there's more important things going on than that. This digital ID bill and the disinformation and misinformation bill and the WHO, health planning powers. I said, the disinformation bill can't go through because it's going to change how we live, and you can't do that because, without a referendum, because that is a social engineering program which the government has no power to do. And they didn't argue with me, right? Because I'm bang on, right? And I said, well, you and the who was it? Antich woman looked up the email that I sent, because I sent my submission to the digital ID bill thing. Got it in last Friday, and I mentioned a number of things, and social engineering being one of them, and they couldn't argue with me because I'm bang on. And I also said that the digital ID bill should not have got even through the lower house, should not have even have been presented or tabled in the parliament, because the fact is that it's unconstitutional. And I told Antich's staffer, these people in Parliament are supposed to be smart. Some of them are lawyers. They're lawyers, they shouldn't even be in the Parliament for a start. And they should know their constitution and know that what they're trying to do is unlawful. The bill should have been thrown out, should have never even existed, shouldn't have even got to the Senate. But it did. And I said, if these senators vote on it, they've got to chuck it out. I have to chuck it out, because changing the way we live. Ralph Babbitt, I rang his people too a couple of days ago, and no argument about that, and he's apparently pretty ropeable about it, and he said, no, this is they're building a digital prison for us, can't be done. So anyway, I better go, it's like 37 minutes. See what the comments are. If they're good and interesting, I might make another video on the subject, because I've done a couple on the digital ID bill. The supplementary one, the first supplementary one, a lot of people have commented, but I'm bang on. They're doing unconstitutional things. They've got no right to do it. And these blackfella corporations are just a nail in the coffin of whitefellas, because they're doing this UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People or something. We've all got rights. And these blackfellas have sold out. Not the blackfella people, the leaders. They've sold out. They're getting paid good sit-down money for doing jack. Right? They need to be held to account, and I've started the ball rolling. I'm going to have to write a lawful notice to the local blackfella crowd. I'll show you one. Where's Norm? Just give me a sec, I'll just pause for a minute, because I want to show you this. Here we go. I mentioned this one in another thing I did about the blackfellas. They've got billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now this bloke here, Norm, local artist, never seen him, never met him. He gets in the local paper, he's ended up, got a sore kidney or something, he goes in and says, oh, you got cancer. Has to set up a GoFundMe campaign, and there's an email address in the article here. Donate, GoFundMe, something or other, blah, 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 for people to donate. And I asked the question I've got to go down to Co-op and say, well, what the hell are you doing with this bloke? That's the question, right? The blackfellas, local blackfellas, have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and they can't help this guy. He's got to go out and have a GoFundMe campaign. What the hell's all this bloody money for if you can't look after your own people, you bunch of bastards? Right? It is an extended episode of the Twilight Zone. It's just, like, the leftists are beyond the pale. They wouldn't recognise the truth if it slapped them in the face. I see them down the street on a Saturday, this idiot with the green left, you know, hanging out the news agents, annoying everyone that wants to go to the agency and put a lotto on. I give him bloody bit of a going over every now and then, but I've packed it in with him, because I just told him, I said, I don't deal with the idiots anymore. But this guy, poor Norm, right? He's looking pretty crook. He looks like a really decent fella, so I'd love to meet him and have a yarn with him. And you'd think the black fellas would sort of tell the paper, oh yeah, we're going in to bat for Norm, we're going to get him his chemotherapy or whatever he needs. And I think I sent that to them. Pretty sure I emailed to them, said, what are you doing for this spike? Nothing, right? Nothing. As far as I know, something might have happened. I might ring them up. But I've emailed them a few times and asked them a few questions. They don't talk. They just wall of silence, cone of silence, you know, like Maxwell Smart. Anyway, I better pack it in 40 minutes. But have a think about this Aboriginal thing. It needs to be tackled. It has to be tackled because it's going to get out of control. They're going to take over the whole of Australia and basically prevent the white... You'll have to pay $10 to go to the beach or something, you know, like that sort of stupidity, right? That's just we've paid for it all, us white fellas, like black fellas work too, right? So much to be said about this, but we're going to have to leave it for another time, right? But just briefly, a bloke I know went up to the Cape on a bit of a mission to do some business and stuff, and he said that when he got back, he said that up on the Cape there, the black fellas should have got millions and millions and millions of dollars in royalties that they were withheld from them by the environment, the federal environment people, some government department. But he said that, like with Cape York, you know, from Cairns to, you know, what's the tip of Cape York, you know, people go four-wheel driving up there, and bang, something happens, you know, something gets busted on the drivetrain. This is 10 or 12 years ago. Still applies now, I don't know, haven't been up there. And he said, well, you know, if you wanted a part, it'd have to come from Cairns and it'd take 2 or 3 weeks before they could fly one in. And he said, if these blackfellas had got their money, they could have set up garages and repair joints all along Cape York just for one, this is just one thing they could have done, and they'd love to do it, because they're really good mechanics, a lot of them crew, clever people. And they didn't have the money to set it up. They could have had their own cattle station and God knows what else. They love doing that thing, sort of thing, driving. The money was withheld from them because the bastard government didn't want them having being self-sufficient and autonomous. That's why, right? They want to keep them suppressed. And Northern Land Council, what have they done? $550 million. I want to know where it went. I want to know where it went, right? Noel Pearson, you got questions to answer. And let's have a debate. I should get some good comments on this one, and I'll be happy to reply. So we'll chuck it up and see how we go, put the links in, and see you next time around. Obvious Bob signing off. See you later.